I was wandering through the woods on a day when the sun and the moon shed the sky. As the clouds and the shadows told the sun, stay away, my head was stuck on the question of why. So I stopped by a clump of pine trees to think, and around me they came on the breeze in a blink. There were at least four or five so fair and so tall that I thought I was somehow in a dream. They were both here and there, held in both light and shade, and yet still somewhere quiet in between. Then one took their hand and drew a long line of light in the air. What was day held a doorway made of night. I knew somehow that if I followed them through, I would breathe no more beneath the sun and moon. And I traced my life as it was from my birth, and I found I did not want to die this soon. Well, their laughter rang like music through the trees, and it was so sweet, it was surely done to please. One step through the doorway from night into day, and their gaze stabbed me right behind my eyes. Their face shone in a way that held me in fear, like they could see me through my everyday disguise. Then they reached through my chest and grabbed hold of my heart, and they read my true name, the one I've held right from the start. So I found myself crying out deep in pain, as if they poked a wound that never really heals. And it seemed to me that they felt the same, yet their eyes told me they would never yield. So I found myself turn and I started to run, as I needed my skin to feel the warmth of the sun. From that moment on, my life was contained, like I was held within a magic crystal ball. And no matter where I ran or what delight I craved, it seemed that I was surrounded by a wall. Its shadow cast me deep into the dark. It bled me out like a blade right through my heart. While at night I was haunted by their shining face, though distorted and twisted and unreal. Their slender figures reached like daggers of bone through my flesh around my heart I could feel. Till I awoke one day and realized that no more could I turn my back, I could never close that door. Once again I wandered deep into the woods, waiting for the day the sky held sun and moon. And I began working at a hole in that wall, so that I could squeeze through it sometime soon. And then maybe I could travel deep into the night through a door in the air with its edges made of light. And deep into the river of life I would plunge to be held by its ever-loving arms. Until it takes me away high into the hills where the rainbow of light and water charms. Well, this time when they come, I will be ready for the sight, 'cause their call to my heart makes it shatter with delight. With their hand in mine, I will at last find my rest, 'cause their fate and mine are both entwined. And when I look with wonder once again into that face, I will notice that it is the same as mine. I'm not talking about the one that's flesh and bone, but the silver song that we both will know as home. 'Cause our souls are cords of shining silver light that weave around each other like two snakes. And no matter how many lives we travel through, our hearts will reach across to ease that ache. Though towards the rocks we are hurled every time, like a waterfall we dance through the divine. Oh, though towards the rocks we are hurled every time, like a waterfall, we dance through the divine. We dance through the divine.